Greetings. This is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Well, let's talk about the future of leadership. COVID-19 is certainly calling out different things from each of us. One of those might be our typical expressions of traditional leadership. Well, that's not to suggest or imply that much of traditional leadership is ineffective. On the contrary, much should be preserved, while much more might be adopted. Traditional attributes of effective leadership include setting clear vision for the organization to capture and rally around. Inspiration is essential to effective and sustainable leadership. Responsible decision-making and appropriate use of language are fundamentals that must remain foundational to effective leaders, as are heightened communication skills and laser focus. This list is longer and yet is not quite enough for the leader of the future. We offer an inventory of leadership essentials, have-to-have attributes necessary for ongoing success and widely acknowledged impact. The first of these is influence. Leadership is essentially about leading, and the core of leadership is firstly and lastly about leading people. And yet, with all of that, the most powerful dimension of leadership is influence. Influence forms, molds, and shapes individuals, groups, and whole organizations. It's that mysterious dynamic involving the whole being that emanates in and around people to alter and transform how they think and speak and behave. The power of influence is that it operates through example, a demonstration, and observation, vicariously affecting those it touches. The leader who operates from a core of emotional maturity and relational trust will, through the course of living, meaningfully influence others. Such influence alters and shapes perspectives and attitudes towards generating new expressions of leadership through others. Said another way, such leadership influence is contagious, having a sustainable impact that survives long into the future. Well, as a young executive, I was pretty green when it came to leadership. I didn't understand the first thing about effectively leading people. I was put in the position because I was deemed intelligent, articulate, and persuasive, but that didn't amount to a hill of beans when it came to authentic leadership. I was given responsibility of leading and ensuring the success of a business unit comprised of many people, mostly older, wiser, and more experienced than me. I was frustrated much of the time, as my leadership was noticeably ineffective. Telling people what to do, inserting myself into most decisions, and doing my best to control everything spoke less of leadership and more of fear and immaturity. To say the least, I was growingly discouraged. I had a false idea of leadership, believing that leadership was about being the smartest, the most savvy, the one to get to solutions the fastest, the one that people would listen to and follow. Well, as things would have it, I hit the wall about a year into my assignment, and I fell into a funk. I clearly recall the day that my boss, a low-key, pull-no-punches New Englander with bare-knuckle experience and off-the-chart intelligence, pulled me into his office. He asked me how I thought things were going. Well, I immediately responded with achievements against goals, revenue growth, above-target profitability, and so on. Well, after a few minutes of listening to me trying to justify my existence, he lifted his hand as if asking permission to speak and said, in his New England accent, "I got that, but what about your team? Are you leading them or dictating?" I froze. He had just nailed the issue. I didn't know what to say, and he knew it. He went on to say, "Dave, the best leaders influence their people to be the very best they can be and then cheer them on to see great things happen above expectations. So think about that, and then get back to me on how you're going to start influencing instead of dictating. Now get out of here. I got work to do." Well, that was my pivot moment. You see, he was a great influence on my professional life, and it's been paying dividends ever since. He influenced me. He didn't demand or dictate because he saw the best in me and called that out in his no-nonsense way. Well, I could go on with many more illustrations about influence, but will instead sum up with this. The power of effective leadership is multifaceted, and influence is but one of those facets, but it's also a foundational attribute. Some attributes of effective leadership are situational, being leveraged as time, events, and episodes demand, while others are core, foundational, and unchanging. Such is the power of influence. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.